We'll start here. Obviously, you know, we bring great college football minds on, and Sam Kahn Jr., one of them, joining us. And we'll start with the most important question you'll be asked all day, Sam. When you think Kevin Costner, do you think underrated actor?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think of, you know, I mean, it was Field of Dreams. I mean, I guess it's probably the first thing you think of, no?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with properly rated, but our producer, Julian Council, is convinced that his work in that era makes him the most underrated actor of all time.
He literally just underrated him on our show.
I did.
That's all we needed from you, Sam.
That's perfect.
We appreciate
Thanks
it,
for
Sam.
That.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Now we'll get you. We'll get your smart football take at this point. And I want to ask you, since you're down in Texas, about Texas A&M, because we're trying to figure out sort of what that looks like and where they fall into this power structure and what feels like a jumbled West underneath Alabama.
You know, I mean, they're good but not great, and I think that's the one thing that maybe has frustrated A&M fans, because when they first got in the conference, they started at 11-2 and, you know, kind of took the league by storm under Johnny Manziel. And I think, you know, the fans there thought maybe that's what they're going to come to expect. And then you start investing in facilities the way they did, you know, spending, you know, almost half a billion dollars on Kyle Field and spend, you know, $10 million a year on coaching staff salaries. You figure you're going to start contending for SEC titles, but it's just not that simple. And, you know, they've been all right. You know, they started well and not ended well, but they've been an okay team, but they've not been what you would want when you invest as much as they have so far. So, I mean, I think the important question, and, you know, Kevin Sumlin was asked it plenty last year, is can they finish? You know, can they finish right this time around? Can they finish, you know, well and play better against their SEC opponents? That's been the one thing, you know, for as well as they started, they just haven't been able to finish strong. But like I said, I think they're above your Mississippi States, and certainly right now, maybe not in the last 2 years, but right now, Ole Miss, given what they're dealing with, but they're not quite at the level of Alabama and LSU, and that's what they're trying to be at, given how much they're spending to try and to compete with those teams.
What does Kevin Sumlin want the identity of his program to be? Like, what does Texas A&M want their identity to be?
Well, those might be two different things. I mean, I think Sumlin, just like any coach, bottom line, just wants to win. But, you know, you can tell over the last couple of years as he's made changes that he's trying to make them a tougher football team. You know, I think that's one thing, and he's probably taking exception to it, is that they were looked at when they first got there as a finesse team because they brought, you know, that high-powered air raid style offense, you know, going up tempo all the time. And then when they got, you know, to some of the tougher SEC games, there was times where they got hit in the mouth and maybe couldn't handle. They have not been good on run defense the last 4 or 5 years. So that's, I think, if anything, the changes you've seen over the last few years, adding John Chavis, defense coordinator, this season making a change at the strength and conditioning coach position, he is trying to make them a tougher team that can, you know, last longer and not necessarily fade down the stretch. So I think that probably more than anything has been the biggest onus in this offseason.
We've been talking to ESPN.com, Sam Kahn Jr. on Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So let me wrap my mind around this really basic concept with you. Is, in your mind, Kevin Sumlin the problem?
Depends on if you define being 8-5 a problem. You know, like I said, it depends on what their expectations are. And I think, I think he's a good coach. I don't know if he's a great coach. He certainly hasn't proven to be great yet. But he's getting paid like a great coach. There have been some issues since he's been there. I mean, I thought the way he handled the quarterback situation a couple years ago, it wasn't good. I mean, he mismanaged that situation with Kyle Allen and Kyler Murray, and as a result, both of them transferred. You know, Allen at Houston now and Murray at Oklahoma. And that's why they're here entering, you know, his sixth season, and they're looking for a quarterback when they should be having a three-year starter or some kind of veteran starting. You know, they're going to have either a true freshman, a redshirt freshman, or a senior who walked on, you know, at Oklahoma State a couple of years ago, being the starter this year. And that's a result of his mismanagement. On the other hand, I will say that I think he's evolved as a coach in some ways, and I think he's done a good job of changing some of his philosophies in order to better compete against the SEC. They haven't always worked, but he has been willing to change. I think a lot of coaches you find fall back on old habits and are at times hard-headed because they know what they know and they're going to go with what they know. But, you know, the game has changed so much over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And I think his willingness to change is certainly an asset to him. The question is this all going to work out? And as Scott Woodward, the AD, said, you know, he's got to do better, and I think he's on the hot seat. So we'll find out this year if some of the changes he made are good enough to actually push them forward.
When the Big 12's grant of rights runs out, which two teams are going to the Big Ten and which two are going to the SEC?
I tell you, man, everyone's watching that clock. I mean, you know, Oklahoma and Texas hold the cards here, obviously, because they're the two, you know, big programs in the signature programs in the conference. And, I mean, certainly Oklahoma's made enough noise that makes you wonder, you know, if they're going to seriously explore moving conferences. You know, they, you know, David Bourne certainly doesn't, you know, he certainly keeps things interesting. So, I mean, the point is they hold their own destiny in their own hands. So, I mean, you know, the Big 12 will rise or fall with the fate of those two teams. If they decide for whatever reason to stay, then the conference can survive. If they don't, then it's not. I mean, that's the bottom line. So, I mean, certainly, you know, you hear rumors about SEC would love to add. Of course you'd love to add a team like it. Who wouldn't love to add a team of that caliber? But the question is, you know, will they take another team? You know, will it take, you know, more than one of those programs? I mean, will one of those conferences take more than one of those programs, or are they just going on one, and how does that, you know, factor in everything? I mean, it's a long way away, but it's certainly something that looms, because the more time goes on, the more the revenue gap is created between media rights revenue for the SEC and the Big Ten and the rest of the conferences, the more stressful it is on other programs and athletic directors across the country.
You're listening to Braden and Fitz. We're talking to Sam Kahn Jr. from ESPN.com. So with that being said, if and when that happens and you're looking at conference expansion for the SEC, should they take that opportunity in your mind to do away with divisions completely and just jumble them all together in one conference?
I think they should do that without conference realignment. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the division set up anyways. Just, you know, just put everybody in one division. And you know, because I think what happens is when you have the cross-divisional scheduling like you have now, and then you have the fixed rivalries, it creates a lot of imbalance. So just pick two or three games for every team that you want to do every year, and then just put everybody else and put everybody in one division and just let it roll and just roll like a round robin. Certainly you're not going to play everybody, you know, in one season, but I think it's silly that some teams will see other teams once every 6 years. You know, and twice in 12 years, it just doesn't make sense. So I think it'd be much better if no conference out there had divisions personally. I mean, it, you know, the Big 12 does take a lot of slack for things, but one thing I do like they do is that they play everybody, and of course it's small enough to do that, but I like that, you know, the way their schedule is set up and, you know, for the conference. So that's one thing I do regardless of whether they expand it or not.
You can read them on ESPN.com. You can follow them on Twitter at SK Hahn Jr., Sam Kahn Jr.
Preach on, brother. We are anti-division. Preach on, Sam.
And Sam, by the way, your Twitter. I love your Twitter bio. Says America's best dressed sports writer, which I don't disagree with. But you know, Jordan Rodgers being up there around the SEC so much, are you going to give him a run? Like, is there?
He's not a sports writer.
I know. But they're both around the same building so much, and the ESPN family gets a little competitive. Like, I'm just trying to find people to put Jordan in his perfect hair down. Just
guys don't count, man. They get guys get stylists and makeup people, man. I got sports. Got to do it on their own. So, well, no,
I'll give you Edward. Edward Ashcroft will give you a run. All right,
we'll
give
Ed and me have a good, healthy rivalry. In that
there you
country.
Go. There you go.
Follow him on Twitter at Escon Jr. Man, we appreciate your time, Sam. Thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.